Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is Yeet the Press. We're two friends who have a comedy podcast about politics.
We're not pundits, wonks, or Beltway insiders. We're just regular people trying to make sense of the news.
And it is fucked.
Jason.
And by a lot, I mean basically one thing.
Yes.
It's the impeachment. I mean, how could we not talk impeachment again?
I mean, there was a Democratic debate last night, but I have no idea what happened. I didn't watch any of it. I didn't read any coverage about it. I did read one headline where Kamala Harris laid into Pete Buttigieg for, Did she lay into him? See, I can't even remember what the freaking hell. She laid into Tulsi Gabbard. No, Pete Buttigieg laid into Tulsi Gabbard for going to meet Assad.
So, fun fact, I didn't watch it and I didn't read any summaries. I am boycotting all dim debates until we can get my boy Julian Castro back on the stage.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, Jay.
I mean, I just don't.
Is that your guy?
I mean, he's not my candidate. But he's the guy I like the most.
I like his brother too.
Like
his brother's been pretty on point in these hearings.
No, I fuck with the Castro brothers.
Yeah, I like them.
Like those are my people.
Yeah, they're good peeps.
I think he would be a good vice presidential nominee for someone.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know what's gonna happen? Whoever gets nominated is gonna tap Mayo Pete as their vice president.
I think that, too. I agree. I think he's really gunning for that. But, okay, we're not here to talk about that because we don't know anything about it. We did not pay attention to it. So we're going to talk about the impeachment since our last pod. I'm calling it our pod. That's my thing now. Pod.
That's what the kids call it.
That's what the kids call it. We've had four more days of impeachment hearings. We heard from Maria Yovanovitch, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Jennifer Williams, Kurt Volker, Tim Morrison, Gordon Sondland, Laura Cooper, David Hale, David Holmes. And every single one of them, in some way or another, confirmed what was in the original whistleblower's complaint. And they all, detailed the president's efforts to pressure the president of Ukraine to publicly state he was beginning an investigation into the thoroughly debunked conspiracy theory that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election to help Hillary Clinton, not Russia. What, you've got a look on your face.
To help Donald
Trump.
So my thing about this whole Ukraine helping Hillary Clinton conspiracy theory is Donald Trump knows this shit didn't happen, right? Like, he was actively involved in the Russian interference.
Yeah.
So why is he asking Ukraine to investigate some shit that he knows didn't happen?
I think he know, dude. Okay, first of all, the man has dementia. So it's been so clear that he's the type of person that believes what he's saying in the moment that he's saying it, and then he forgets everything else. Like, his head is so empty that he only knows what he's saying in the moment. Correct? Would you agree with that? I don't know. I don't know. Go ahead.
Did you see that handwritten note?
Oh my God, I was just going to bring that up. He had to write a very large print Sharpie note to remind himself. It was one of the, obviously, the talking points. And it was when he went out in front of the freaking helicopter to talk to the press. God, he loves talking to the press in front of the helicopter. Drives me crazy. And what did it say? It said it was when Gordon Sondland called him, which was apparently 2 days after the whistleblower complaint came out, was when this phone call occurred. So he knew he was about to be in deep shit. And he said, Gordon Sondland asked him, what do you want with Ukraine? And he said, I want nothing. I want nothing. Hold on. I wrote this down. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. And you know that's the first time he's ever heard that word because he doesn't know anything. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. So yeah, he just wrote this and was like so big. So this Sharpie note was like, he had to remind himself of like, God, my brain wants to explode at how dumb he is.
Yeah, it was huge. It was scrawled in like the fucking Zodiac Killer font.
Yes, it was. But did you notice? Okay, I don't think you realize this. Under the Sharpie paper was a printed tweet of his. Just one tweet on one page. And apparently, Delola researching, his staff prints out tweets that are nice about him for him, and they print one per page, and he carries them around. Oh, my God.
So I was in a coffee shop once, and I saw a woman talking to a guy, and she pulls out a series of sheets of paper, probably about 5 or 6 sheets of paper, each with one tweet, and lays it out in front of him like, I've been watching you, motherfucker.
What? Was he cheating on her, and she printed the tweets out or something?
I mean... I don't know who tweets through infidelity. I wasn't really listening.
Only dummies.
Like, it goes down in the DMs, not on the timeline.
Oh, my God. Also, why wouldn't she just pull it up on the phone? Screenshots on the phone.
Oh, yeah, screenshot, permanent record.
Yeah, so apparently that's what he does. His staff prints out tweets that are nice so his ego feels good. What an idiot. What a fucking baby he is. He is a fucking baby.
Oh, since we're in full digression mode.
Which is what we do. I think we like want to talk about the issues and then we just digress. But go ahead, yes.
Can we talk about how he was Restore Walter Reed?
Oh,
and then they just shrugged that shit off?
What? Hillary Clinton during the campaign was like, ah, ah, and everybody in the right wing was like, she's dying. This woman can't be president. And this guy, unannounced on a Saturday afternoon, gets rushed to Walter Reed. What the fuck?
And he was there for like 3 or 4 hours.
I think it was 2 hours. But it was, quote, part of his first phase of his physical. And physicals only take like 30 minutes. What do you think's happening? What do you think's happening here?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of old, but I'm not prostate test old. Mm-hmm. So when I go in for my annual physicals, they're probably not as in-depth as Trump's. But I can't imagine that, like, it's a to-be-continued. Like, you don't just go it.
Also, I read that his physicals generally take place at the White House in, like, the medical room. Like, he doesn't need to go off campus for a physical.
Well, he's the president. He went to Walter Reed because he needed to be in a hospital.
Do you think he was having a panic attack?
Oh, like he ate too many gummies?
Come on, not gummies. It's, what is it that he eats?
He likes a Sudafed.
Sudafeds? Sudafeds. I think, what if he had, the man rage tweets about 21 hours a day. He sleeps 3 hours a day.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, the man lives in a city with recreational cannabis. What if a staffer was like, why don't you mellow out a little bit? Have one of these things. And, you know, he's a fucking boomer. He was smoking weed when it smelled like burning leaves.
You think he was? He's always been like, I don't like smoke weed.
It was like 0% THC. I mean, as a fellow old person who is not a stoner, when I come across a modern cannabis product, this shit always melts my entire brain.
Oh my God, it's horrible. I ate gummies once. This is my ex-boyfriend. He brought gummies back from Colorado, and he brought a sucker back, and he was like, "Have some."
Did
of
he
this
boof it?
What does boof it mean? I don't know. What does that mean?
It's a way of smuggling things.
Oh no, he didn't put it.
It's
in
how
his
you take
butt.
Things into prison.
He didn't put it in his butt. It was a sucker. He just brought it back, and he was like, have a little piece of it. And it was a sucker, and I ate the entire sucker. I should not have. My brain melted. I went to sleep and woke up 8-9 hours later and was still high and having a panic attack. I was like, when is this shit going to end? You know, it's not fun. Weed's not fun these days. It's too high. It's too much.
So that's my take. That's my take. Someone gave him a gummy. Shit kicked in. He didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, maybe. I just hope he...
Say it.
I can't.
Say it.
I can't. I don't want to say it. I can't say it. I don't want anybody coming after me and my family. Stop it. I'm not going to say it. But we are already 11 minutes into our 30-minute pod. I don't know if our listeners have noticed, but we try to keep it to 30 minutes because we're considerate. And we have not yet talked about impeachment hearings. We're a third of the way into our pod. Okay. So, as we know, the Republicans, their talking points, their defense of Trump is just insanity. I mean, Devin Nunes, a man who is suing a pretend Twitter account run by a cow.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
No.
So they're apparently, okay, so he used to be a dairy farmer, I'm going to do in air quotes, and apparently somebody started a Twitter account as one of his cows that hates him. And so he's suing them for $200 million for defamation of character because they're mean to him. The mean pretend Twitter cow is mean to him. So that's what's happening with that. There's a lot of... Yeah, I can't believe you didn't know that.
No, I had no idea. And I'm extremely online.
Yes, you are extremely online. That is a... You're doing the do. The Republicans, like, they just basically did a lot of projection. Devin Nunes used his opening statements. Almost every opening statement he had was just about crazy conspiracy theories.
Yeah, they're leaning into this whole Ukrainian interference for Hillary. And that's what made... Like, I've not heard all of these hearings. I hear bits and pieces during lunch breaks, occasionally when I'm in the car.
But you're extremely online, so you read a lot about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I read a lot about it. But I was actually fortunate enough to hear a bit of Dr. Hill's introduction.
Oh, she was. I didn't get to watch all of her testimony, and I missed because I had to take a nap because I was very tired. I had to take a nap, but I missed the Republicans questioning her, but I did catch bits of it online. She just was like, get out of here with this nonsense.
She is so good. She is solid.
Yeah. I mean, she, in her opening statement, she said, she addressed these conspiracy theories, and she was like, she called them fictional narratives. She said, I quote, "I refuse to be a part of an effort to legitimize an alternative narrative that the Ukrainian government is a U.S. adversary, and that Ukraine, not Russia, attacked us in 2016. These fictions are harmful, even if they are deployed for purely domestic political purposes." So, there's also, did you see this? There's this one clip, maybe I'll try to edit it in, but she basically shut down this questioning that was in reference to Sondland. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did see that.
I mean, crazy.
Well, that's great radio, guys. We're talking about a thing that we read and not going to tell you guys about it.
I'm going to play the clip. I'll put the clip in. Should we pause to go listen to the clip so we know what to say about it? Or
Okay, this is the part where the clip plays.
Right. Okay, we don't actually have to pause. I can actually... edit it and cut it.
Oh, we have the technology? Wait.
This is what That's how editing works? You didn't realize that? Okay. A lot of the Republicans today, they just stopped asking her questions, especially after that, because they're like, she's scary. Mommy mean. But they just stopped. They just went on these, you know, their crazy rants. If I'm not mistaken, if they ask a question, then the witness gets to answer it. They don't get to keep talking.
Exactly. So they just want to spin this narrative.
Yeah. They do.
How did I never notice Jim Jordan's horrible comb over?
Oh my God. It's like he's missing hair right at the part. How did you, it's always, the whatever light is on him is always shining right onto that sweaty, shiny spot.
It's weird because it's not even like a normal comb over. It's like he's got mange or some shit.
Great. Yeah, he does. He does have mange. Jim Jordan. We spell his name G-Y-M. And that's because he is alleged to have ignored reports of sexual abuse when he was a coach, a wrestling coach.
At the Ohio State University.
At the Ohio State University. So... that David Holmes also testified today, and he was the one that overheard Sondland have a convo on the phone with Trump where Trump was yelling. And it just seems like to me, like, even when Trump makes phone calls, he has to yell because he's always standing in front of a helicopter. Sorry, I just had to get my joke in.
So, like, standing in front of the helicopter is like the presidential version of doing your TikTok in the car.
You're what in the car? Say that. I'll do that all again.
TikTok.
Oh, yes.
You know, I just figured out why people do those recordings in the car.
Why?
Two reasons. A, the house is dirty. They're trifling.
Okay.
And as a parent, those kids don't know to shut the fuck up when you're recording.
Okay, so what are they? They're escaping their kids to do their TikTok.
Yeah, they're escaping the kids and not showing that their car is filthy. Anyway, so that's, maybe the White House is filthy. And maybe that's why Trump's always in front of helicopters.
Right? Maybe they just never clean the press room. He's just filled with all of his McDonald's, like, garbage. And he's like, we can't do
that's
it
That's
why
we haven't had a press conference. And, like, how long has it been since there's an official press briefing?
I mean, lady who's whatchamacallit, she hasn't given one.
I've never seen her.
She doesn't give them.
I wouldn't know if she was walking down the street. Sorry to that man.
I have no idea who she is. Okay, so let me look at my notes. So somebody pointed out, I think it was David Hill today. No, David Holmes. Got a lot of Davids. So another one of the Republicans' talking points / defenses, which I feel like have all been shattered and, like, blown apart, was that the Ukrainians got their money. They never had to do their press conference. They never had to do anything. And... one thing is, yes, they got their money, but they got it 2 days after the whistleblower complaint came to light. So it's fishy. Come on, guys. And then they still haven't gotten a meeting at the White House, and they still need U.S. backing. So, of course, they're not going to talk bad about Trump, because that's another talking point. Is like, Zelensky keeps saying, I've never felt pressure.
Yes, because Zelensky's not a simpleton. Like, he knows that he needs to stay on Trump's good side.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, he's not going to sell out his country. He really didn't want to get involved and it was made very clear. That's another talking point of the Republicans that they keep saying, which also was destroyed in all these hearings, was that Zelensky didn't even know that he was being pressured or that the aid was being held. So many people have come forward that have testified that he did know. And he was like, can we stop this? Hey, guys, can we not do this to us, please?
I remember in the 90s when New York was still dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be walking down the street and the dude would be like, nice kicks. Can I hold those?
Can I hold them?
Yeah. And like, no, they were not explicitly saying, give me the sneakers or I'll shoot you. But that was sort of the implication.
It's insane. I mean, that's what Vindman said. He had this one point in his testimony where what initially like made him upset about that July 25th phone call was that Trump said, do us a favor. And so one of these Republican senators was like, that's just because, you know, you're a military man and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. This is, and Vindman was like, when your superior asks you to do something, they're not asking you, they're telling you to do it. So the Republican senator tried to make it like, oh, Trump wasn't in the military, so he doesn't understand that. He's the most powerful person in the entire world. Are you kidding me?
He is the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces.
Exactly. I mean, yes, he got out of the military because he had bone spurs. Idiot.
Well, speaking of the military, he actually tried to clown Vindman for showing up at the hearing in uniform.
He has to show up, correct, in uniform.
Yeah, no, if you are on duty, you right. wear your uniform. And that was, like, Vindman is still in the Army. He is still a lieutenant colonel.
Did you see how when he was like, was it Nunes called him Mr. Vindman? He was like, excuse me? It's Lieutenant Colonel to you. He did that.
Yeah, I respect that.
I do too. Like that guy. Oh, you know what I really respected? So what? I don't remember who it was. Probably Jim Jordan. He was trying to say that Vindman's superiors had problems with him. Thought that he had bad judgment. He pulled out receipts and was like, let me read to you my performance review. And he just listed, he brought his performance review to read to them.
Hilarious. The thing is, he doesn't even have to do that shit. He was there in his dress uniform. All he had to do is point down at his chest like, that medal, that medal, that medal, that medal.
Right, right.
Like, this is resumes on his chest.
Right. I mean, what's the bird's eye view here? What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to go to the Senate, and the Republicans are going to try the same tactics that they're doing right now. They're going to say that it's secondhand knowledge, third-hand knowledge, even though everything has been corroborated, which is, like, they're still attacking the Steele dossier to this day.
I know. I mean, the amount of projecting that they do blows my mind. In Nunes' own, like, opening statement, he said things like, in their mania about, talking about the Democrats, in their mania to attack the president, no conspiracy theory is too outlandish. What? Are you serious?
Meanwhile, there's a basement server with Hillary's emails in Ukraine.
I mean, another thing he said, speaking about the Democrats, they know exactly what kind of damage they're inflicting on this nation. But they've passed the point of no return. Like, everything he says is projection of what they're doing. It's mind-blowing.
Okay, for you, what was the most absurd part of the impeachment hearings?
I'll
tell you what mine is.
Okay, you say what yours was. I was going to say when the beginning of the hearings, when the Republicans kept trying to, like, pretend like they didn't understand what the process rules were, and so they kept trying to break them. Like, what's her name? Stefanak? Is that her name? I don't know. She tried to interrupt and, like, be like, what, I can't talk? I'm not allowed to talk? Is it because I'm a woman? I mean, she didn't say that. I'm just being...
Well, yeah, but so, that's the implication.
But, like, it was part of the rules she wasn't allowed to talk. Like, they tried to... They stopped...
The rules that the Republicans wrote.
Exactly. They stopped doing that stuff after a couple days because it's like they got their little shit on TV and their fake wins for their, you know, followers. What was yours?
When they said that Trump called Sondland to talk about A$AP Rocky.
Oh, God. Dude, A$AP Rocky is not going to be remembered for his music. He's going to be remembered for all of posterity in the congressional record of the impeachment of Trump.
It's, you know, ASAP Rocky is going to be the answer to a Jeopardy question in like the year 2042.
For sure.
So yeah. For those of you who don't know, ASAP Rocky, Harlem rapper, and his manager and a few other people beat the shit out of some guy in the streets in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
It's on video.
Mm-hmm.
He got tossed in jail.
Yes.
And you know, when a rapper goes to jail, there's always a free whoever campaign. And you know, personally, I lean towards prison abolition. I don't think we should incarcerate people, but also like, fuck rappers. I feel like if you spit a hot 16 at any point in your life, you can stay in jail.
What? Why? What's your reasoning to this?
I'm a huge hip hop fan.
Yes.
And I don't want to date myself, but decades upon decades upon decades.
You just dated yourself.
Yeah. I've been listening to these dudes tell me how fucking broke I am.
Right.
Yeah.
And how sad your life is because you're so broke.
Yeah. About how I don't have any holes. And you know, I don't, but it'd be like, you don't have to rub it in.
So fuck them, right? Fuck them.
Yeah. So,
I mean, isn't ASAP Rocky kind of an asshole anyways?
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't really know his music. I know. That's the thing. Like, I've read enough to be like, people don't really respect his music. Am I wrong on that?
So it's hard to tell in this day and age who is internet famous versus who is actually famous. So ASAP Rocky is one of those guys who I thought was just internet famous. And then he had a number one album. And I was like, wait, how did that happen?
Wait, what? When? I mean, he is like in Sweden maybe, doing a tour.
Like
so
a couple
obviously.
Years ago, yeah. I mean, he has like one legitimate hit, which is Fucking Problems.
Yeah, that's the only song that's on one of my playlists. That's the only song that I know of his that I'm like, yeah, I know that song.
No, I mean he's a figure. He's got some.
All right.
Either way, if I had my way, ASAP Rocky would be in jail because he's a rapper.
Right. So the point is that he was thrown in jail and then Trump tried to step in. Does he think that he's going to get the black vote by like, because everything I was reading, black people were like, leave him. Leave him.
So you
he
know
did
what
it.
Happened? Do you know what actually happened?
What happened?
Kanye asked Kim to ask him to free Rocky.
This is
a Kardashian thing.
How is this? How is this?
This is American democracy.
How is this the timeline we're living in? Who would have thought, like, 5 years ago, we would say, so Kanye West, a Trump supporter, asked his wife, Kim Kardashian, to ask President Trump to talk to the president, I don't know, of Sweden. Is it a president over there? I don't know.
It's a prime minister.
Prime minister of Sweden to release ASAP Rocky from jail. Like, that sentence, how does that a sentence exist?
That's Mad Libs.
Oh, my God, it is. Mad Libs with people. All right. We so, really didn't. Did we? I wanted to talk impeachment. I watched so much of it, and, like, we really haven't talked that much about it, but it's fine.
Yeah, so we are running a little low on time, so I thought we would unveil a new feature of ours.
Yes, this is called Who's the Asshole This Week? Biggest Asshole This Week. Okay, we didn't really rehearse this. Who's the biggest asshole? I don't know.
Yeah, so basically, we each individually and independently determine who we think is the biggest asshole of the preceding week, and then we share it with each other for the first time live on the pod.
And you... I'm guessing we're going to argue really a lot about this.
I mean, there's a lot of assholes out there.
So many assholes. So we're each going to have our case that we have to make and argue against each other. Do you want to go first or you want to sit? Should we?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
So after a lot of deliberation, I settled upon former New York City mayor, not the one who's running for president and not the one who was running for president and dropped out. The one before that. Rudolph Giuliani.
Oh, my God. That's who I picked, too.
What?
No arguing this week, right?
You know what's crazy is Giuliani didn't even do anything this week, but
he's
been...
He did one thing.
Oh, he did it. What?
I like to call him Bald Count Chocula. He even though he was mentioned by everybody pretty much in the impeachment hearings, which, like, everybody's pointing to him as being guilty as fuck, he is still actively speaking with former Ukrainian officials who claim to possess evidence of corruption related to the Biden family. He went on, apparently, I think, Glenn Beck show and talked about how he's still doing this. So that is a thing he did. So he's a big fucking asshole. That's how invincible he thinks he is.
How is he actually worse than Trump? How is there someone in this entire scandal coming off worse than Trump?
I don't know. I think they're equal. Nobody's worse than Trump to me. I kind of think we should just take Trump out of it. He should never be in the running because
he's not
such
eligible.
An asshole. He's never not going to be an asshole. There's never been
a moment.
He
is asshole emeritus. He has permanent asshole status.
Yeah, he's won. If he's in it, he always wins. I mean, he's such an asshole that when he got booed and that gif of him was out, like, crumbling and about to cry, I didn't feel bad for him at all. You know, I didn't have any human feelings for
him.
Wait,
are we supposed to feel bad about this shit like that?
Some people online I read were like, oh, I kind of feel sorry for him. I'm like, what? Ew.
These people, were they possibly Caucasian?
Of course they were. I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing they were. All right. Well, I think that's our show. We didn't really get to... It's crazy because I made all these dang notes. I didn't really get to go through any of them. It's fine. We have fun. This is a good episode, right?
Yeah. You know what? If you people like to read, there's stories online.
Yeah.
There's in-depth articles from professional journalists.
With analysis of you know, hot takes and not hot takes and people who know shit way more than we know.
People who were in the room.
Yeah. As we said, we're not pundits. Or
no.
Wonks.
We're trying to figure this shit out and get these jokes off.
That's right. So if you like our show, please go follow us on at Youth the Press on Instagram or Twitter. That's where we're at. Please go on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Subscribe. You don't even have
to
listen.
Don't even have to write a review. Just click that little 5th star. Click.
I mean,
all
you do is you push it with your finger. That's it.
I've done it myself like 10 times.
I have too, and I'm like, how do I keep writing this? Wasn't it? Like, is it being recorded for? I don't know. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod. We're going to put his info in the link.
Kevin MacLeod, you do solid work, my friend.
You do. We'll one day reach out to you to let you know we're using your music.
Kevin MacLeod, we fuck with you.
Yeah, we like your stuff.
You're Eat the Press fam now.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to email him, let him know. What if he's a Republican? And he's like, no, you are not allowed to use my music. I'm like, it's Creative Commons licensed, dude. That's what you said.
Guess what, bitch? It's royalty free.
all right, Jason. I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye, guys.